A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 to 11. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The word of the Lord. The authority of an army commander, even if he is away, is followed to the letter. The centurion viewed Jesus with the authority which surpassed that of the Roman army, which was renowned for its order and supremacy. What a faith from a Gentile! Often some people in our days make reference to their status in a state of demanding a certain type of reverence. How beautiful and wonderful that Jesus reminds us that the essence of who we are is not necessarily demanded from people, but to have that in-depth relationship and longing with the giver of life, who will not desert us if we are genuine in looking for his mercy and compassion. How fitting that this reading comes at the beginning of Advent. It is reminding us that as we await the Messiah, there is room for change. In this event, the humility and compassion of the Lord is seen. He began to deal with human need at its lowest level, in this case, paralysis. He responded to appeals made by the centurion on behalf of the afflicted, the servant. Yeah, how powerful. Jesus responded willingly to him and personally. By healing the servant of a hated Roman, with whom there would be no communication, he showed the depth of his love, and that he is the promised Messiah, the servant of the Lord, who would take away the illnesses and diseases of anyone, master or servant, friend or enemy. How wonderful would it be as we journey during this Advent to look at our words when we engage with others. There is power in word. May they be words that heal, not destroy. That bring hope, not despair. Then the love, joy, and peace that arise with this joyful season will be ours.